What's up, y'all? I'm Mario Lopez. Joining me now on Zoom, the star of the Punky Brewster Show on Peacock, my buddy Soleil Moon Frye. Welcome to the show. So good to see you.
Thank you. I love you. It makes me so happy when I get to see your smiling face that has not changed one bit.
Well, I'm so happy and proud of you, and you look amazing. And what is this incredible place you're talking to me from? Is this your home?
Yeah. It's actually been in my family since the 60s.
Is that right? Wow.
And fixed it up over many years. So that's where I am.
It's very impressive. It looks like very, very clean. have kids running around there.
You know what? It's like I painted the floors. It's like my Zen sanctuary.
Yeah. No, I love it. Well, congrats.
Hide out sometime.
Exactly. I get you. Congratulations on the show. I've seen the trailer and it looks awesome and such warm, family-friendly vibes there. And obviously, you're now on the parental front. So for those not familiar where Punky's at, where are we 25 years later?
So Punky is newly single, raising her kids and her ex, Freddie Prinze Jr., and she still have all this chemistry because they still love each other like crazy. But it's kind of like one of those things where they're better apart than they were together.
Yeah.
So it's a very interesting family dynamic. And a young girl comes along who reminds her so much of herself. And it's really about coming of age all over again for her and the different coming of ages of everyone involved and how she rediscovers her Punky power. And, you know, I always said, like, I didn't know where Punky ended and I began. And right. It's like through Punky discovering her Punky power, I'm discovering my Soleil Punky power.
I love it. It's all subliminal.
It's like life imitating art, art imitating life. I mean,
yeah, Punky was a foster child. Correct?
Yes.
As I remember. Yes. So how did that affect your character as a mother?
You know, it was so incredible. I always said that if I was like 88 and people still called me Punky, I would be so proud because the stories that we were able to deal with in such an authentic way, you mm-hmm. know, the fact that she was abandoned by her father, abandoned by her mother in a shopping center, found Henry, and that they really became this family, you know, so often there's the family that we're born into and there's the family that we choose. And the people that would come up over the years and share their stories of coming through the foster system, being adopted or not having a family, you know, people opened up throughout the years. And so for me, it was so important and for all of us involved to maintain that integrity and that authenticity. So, you know, we deal with a lot of the topics that we, you know, that are going on in the world through healing and laughter, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because life is messy and there's ups and there's down and it's a roller coaster. And so it's really about that messiness and that perfectly imperfect.
Yeah, no. And how to navigate it. You're right. Sherry Johnson's back from the original series. She looks great too. Have you?
She hasn't changed one bit.
Yeah, right. Well, you both look amazing. Had you stayed in touch with her throughout the years prior to this?
You know, it's so funny because we were so tight our whole lives. And then it was like we turned 20, 21, and then we just went on our own paths and families.
Sure.
And it's like we didn't even realize that like so many years had gone by. The moment we saw each other again, it was like not a day had gone by.
We left off.
Elevators. Yeah. And like she came out of the elevators. I just burst into tears. And it's like we telepathically were connected over there those years. You know what I mean? And,
got it.
Just feel so blessed. I love her so much.
So cool. That's so cool. And we're big fans of WWE over here. And I saw that Charlotte Flair and Alexa Bliss are going to have cameras on the show, right? What can you tell me about that?
They are amazing. And like, they were throwing down and I was like, I was so nervous. I was like, this is like, whoa, this is like hardcore. Like, wow.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was very fun working with them. And I love, you know, the fact that, you know, in the original, we would have these amazing, people that would come and guest and Marvin Hagler had come. My dad.
That's right. Marvin, that's right. I remember that. So, I love that.
Yeah, so my dad was a Golden Glove champion. And so I always love boxing. I'm looking at your shirt just going, oh yeah. You know,
that's cool.
I love boxing. And so carrying on that tradition, I love that we're still doing that.
Oh, that's so cool. I totally remember that episode. That's funny. And what about your own kids, Soleil? How old are they now?
So I have four, one that just turned 7, 12 going on 28 and 15 going on 100.
Oh my gosh. Wait, that's three and
four. So there's a four. Yeah. So four kids.
Right.
Yeah.
So the one, the youngest?
Four.
Oh, four. Literally four. I thought you meant four kids. Now 4 year old. Got it. Yeah. It's funny because you went from youngest to oldest, and most people always, when they talk about their kids, they go from oldest to youngest.
Oh, yeah. That's interesting. Know. It's like, yeah. There's so many kids running around.
That's, I love that big old family. That must be.
Well, I always wanted to have like 100 kids, and my mom was like, yeah, you might want to, start a home at some point for all those kids.
Oh, that's so funny. I remember back in the day you guessed it on Saved by the Bell. Yes. And what do you remember about that time when you were a guest?
Do you want me to be honest?
Yeah, well, now I do. What happened?
Well, I remember.
Did we mess around? Did we hook up back in the day? No, right?
I think we made a kiss.
Did we make a kiss? Okay, maybe. Shoot, I can't remember.
Oh my God. I mean, I do remember a kiss with you at some point.
Okay.
So I just had to be really, I was like, how real do you want to get?
I was like, when you said that, I'm like, oh, damn, did we?
You don't remember, Mario?
No. I'm kidding. I was testing you.
Yes, Mario Lopez.
As you were. I'm just joking.
It was very innocent.
Yes, of course.
So I remember that about the show because maybe it happened around the same time.
Right.
Mark Paul was like one of my first childhood loves. So I remember that, Mark Paul, again, he had worked on Punky. And so I remember like just being like, oh my gosh, this is a dream. I get it. Like Mark Paul over here and Mario over here. This is great. And then of course, Dustin, who was so sweet because I was playing Screech's girlfriend.
Oh, that's right.
Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Much love over there. And Elizabeth and Tiffany and just everybody being so sweet. And also it was like, I think it was the same soundstage I had done Punky on. So that was very surreal. Oh, and wow. It was probably one of the most awkward stages in my life because it was like, I was going through puberty. So there's a lot I remember about puberty.
Sure.
Thank you.
Sort of a fun, funky time in our life. I remember that. This is a fun fact, and I was not aware of this, Soleil. You made a sitcom pilot with one of my all-time favorites, Rodney Dangerfield.
Amazing.
Oh my God. Tell me about that. And was he as cool in person?
Was so cool. And I feel like I remember him just being completely Rodney Dangerfield, like everything you would think about Rodney Dangerfield.
That's how he was in real life?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
It was like,
hey, well, let me tell you.
That's awesome. That is so cool. Now, this is for our countdown here. What music do you think Punky Brewster would be listening to these days?
So Punky has like, I think she's toured a bit and like she was a photographer. She is a photographer. So she was probably traveling the world.
Very cultured.
And like listening to some punk rock, maybe some Ramones.
I see that.
Some Pixies as she got older. Violent Femmes. I think she grew into that stage. Yeah. And then there's like the Punky that is obsessed with 80s music. Madonna, of course. Yeah. And all of in Prince. And so I think Punky's got a very eclectic music taste.
I can roll with Punky. I like that. Yeah. I'm not sure
she was into house music. Well, there was like that slight stage in my life where I went through that. But I think Punky went through an evolution of being on the road with different bands and hip hop, of course.
I feel that. I feel that. I
mean,
love it.
Because I love how many hip hop artists have like shared their love for Punky.
Oh, that's right.
Rappers and like athletes. I love it. It's awesome.
My cousin has, she's probably my favorite female cousin. She's so cool. Her Instagram handle is Drunky Brewster. She likes to party.
I love it. Well, that's so amazing. It was like one of the big conversations was, like, because we have cocktails on the show, right? And I'm like, well, I'm a beer girl. And so Punky's got to be a beer girl. So it's so funny because Cherry's like the wine girl. Uh-huh. And I'm I don't even know how many times in the season, like I kick back a beer.
That's so funny. Oh, you know what I wanted to ask you too? What was my cardboard cutout doing on your show?
Oh my God. Okay. So, we did this like interview thing where we weren't able to all physically be together because of COVID.
Got it.
And so you were there in cardboard, but because I know you so well, it was like all of the chemistry was still there, even in cardboard.
I love it. The kiss, it was the best. All right, before I let you go, Soleil, I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, okay?
You can ask me anything.
The best. Show you're currently binge watching.
So here's the thing. I actually have not been watching TV so much during quarantine. I've been doing a lot of reading and digesting as much information as I can.
What was the last book you read?
Carl Jung. I'm like constantly Man and His Symbols. I absolutely love. I've been just drinking up books like crazy.
Wow. Good for you.
Some old poetry. I mean, I'm just drinking.
I like it. Yeah. Song, you know all the words to.
Oh, wow. I mean, it would probably be la-di-da-di, I like to buy, like the hip hop ones, right?
We don't bother nobody with just a, I love that. La-di-da-di, old school.
Some hip hop tunes.
We rock on the mic. We rock the mic. Right?
I would say there's some Madonna songs that I definitely know the lyrics to, and Prince for sure.
Okay. Who was your celebrity crush growing up?
There were so many, Mario. I explore them in the documentary that I can't wait for you to see. Well, of course, your dear friend, Mark, who I was, completely crushed out on for so long.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. So wait a minute. Hold on. What is this? You just kind of rolled through that. What's this documentary?
Kid 90.
Can you talk about it?
So Kid 90. Yeah, you may make an appearance in it, by the way.
Fantastic.
Do you know about this?
No.
So I can't wait for you to see it. It premieres on Hulu on March 12th.
Great.
And essentially, I had carried a video camera with me everywhere I went, as you might remember, and wrote in my diaries, kept all my voicemail messages. And the last years have been this journey of going through these hundreds of hours of footage and audio tapes and tape recordings. And it was meant to be about everyone but me. And it's essentially become this personal coming of age story of both my teen self and adult self.
Oh, that is so cool. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah. And then I did interviews with friends like Mark Paul and Brian Greene and Stephen Dorff and David Arquette and Balt Getty and just childhood friends. And yes.
Oh, that sounds awesome. Right on. What's your go-to cocktail?
Well, I'm pretty open. So beer, I love a Modelo.
Hey, Modelo also, time. All right.
Also, by the way, I think you have some cocktails you make, so I would appreciate you sending them over.
Okay.
Tequila. I love some tequila. I'm going to sound like such a
girl after my own heart.
Tequila. And I also love a vodka soda. Not all together. Just
sure.
I like a beer at sunset. And then, I like
I
like to explore.
You don't discriminate when it comes to libations. I love it. And last question, who plays you in the Soleil Moon Frye story?
Me, because I think I say that genuinely because really this documentary is my coming of age story. And I didn't want to do an interview. I kept pushing it off. And then eventually I did. And it was me peeling away the onion. And so it's my story, but it's all of our stories. I hope people watch it and are able to look at their own lives through that perspective of the lens,
Well, I'm definitely going to watch it and I'm so happy for you. Congratulations.
Now in the future, Jagger, my daughter who looks exactly like me, if it was scripted.
Got it. Yeah. Okay. Jagger. Nice. Keep it in
but
the family.
I keep thinking, don't you feel like with Saved by the Bell, I don't know if you feel the same way, but with Punky, I feel like it's a continuation because it's we're growing up. It's not there's other people playing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Reimagining. Yeah. Sure. Revisiting. Yes. I'm exactly the same thing. So I'm looking forward to checking it out. You should too. Watch Punky Brewster Thursday on Peacock. Soleil, thanks so much for checking in.
I love you. Thank you for your constant support and just how I just adore you.
I'm your biggest fan.
Peacock, the 25th, Punky Brewster. Check it out.
Check it out. I'll see you later.
I love you. I'll see you in a little bit.
Okay, honey. Bye. On with Mario Lopez.